everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We're back with a brief tale from someone you've heard on the show a few times over the years. He's usually in a thong podcast, but we had him on because, well, we think you needed to know more about him. It's Mr. Al. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Tim. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's been a while.
It's been a while, and we didn't have him on to begin with, so you don't know much about him unless you follow him. So we thought we'd give you some the making of who he is and why he's on the show. We have so many podcasts coming up, and so many people want to get on podcasts, which is never easy. It's like herding cats to get people together. And sometimes the cats win, and other times I win. So, yay. This time we're going to I won. So we have him on the show. We're going to talk about him and, you know.
Hey, guys. I want to thank our Patreon members. We have 12 of them right now. We are closing in on our goal of 20. We are getting there. We get a new one every, probably say 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully we will keep getting more to get our goal of 20. Yay. And this week I had something interesting happen. I had someone contact me who wanted to donate to the show, but did not either want to do it monthly or didn't have the funds to do it monthly. You know, there can be a lot of different reasons you don't want to join Patreon. But if you want to give us a donation, you can do that as well. If you go to the UNB site, support UNB. You can send us a coffee, which KOFI, which is just a one-time donation. Any amount you send is great. That donation that I got this week just made my day because it's from a really nice person who I enjoy talking to on Instagram. And they just made my day because they believe in what we're doing. And they're very upbeat and, you know, I like talking to them. So. But you know, you don't have to do a Patreon if it's not within your budget or you just don't want to do a recurring thing. Just let me know. And then we'll also somehow get you the benefits of Patreon if you do it. Like if we do any extra shows or anything, I'll send them directly to you or a link or something. But we want to thank everyone who contributes and let you know there's more than just Patreon. But it's the easiest way to do it. It's automatic. Every month, bam. So just go to our Patreon, www.patreon.com/UNBblog, or go to our website, which is the easiest way to get there is the shortened version, which is UNBblog, and then look for the support button at the top. So you got to do. Thanks a lot, guys. And now on to our interview with Al.
How much you give is that you give. Exactly. Thank you. Moving on to our questions. So you've been on thong shows with Andy and Eric and various other people. And I think we had you on another show, didn't we? Or was it all been thongs?
Just been thongs, but I have been looking forward to joining you on other shows because, you know, I'm a spandex guy too. So
oh, we'll definitely get you on there.
Nylons and all of those amazing fabrics. So, yeah.
Spandex is going to be a big part of going forward in our big plan. So you'll definitely be on the spandex show because I'm trying to find people to join on a regular basis. And we have some good people, but we always need more good people because, like I said, people aren't available and things happen. So, yeah, we need a good group of people in spandex. So, blam, you're done. First off, tell our listeners more about you because they've heard you're a thonger, but tell them a little just about who you are.
All right. Well, I'm Al. Actually, I'm Albert, but I go by Al because it's just simpler, I guess. And I'm currently living in Costa Rica. I've been here for pretty much 7 years now and counting, hopefully. I work as a fitness instructor. I have a lot of jobs, but one of them is fitness instructor. I'm a Pilates and an indoor cycling, spinning instructor, yoga instructor, and all of those, you know, group classes that are very, a lot of fun, like functional. I also teach English on the side, and I work on marketing as well. And I started my interest in underwear at a very young age. Like, I was a kid when I started, when I fell in love with underwear.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah. Kind of tease them a little and let them in a little bit, not give them everything up front.
Exactly.
So you're in Costa Rica. Yes. You're single. Mm-hmm. And can mingle. Mm-hmm. And really nice guy who's always posting great pictures in spandex and thongs on his Instagram. So you have to follow it. We'll give it to you in a minute if you don't know it already, because you had to get a new one.
Yes,
I do. You probably don't know it, so we'll give you that.
That's true.
And he loves thongs. He's been to a thonger weekend, if I'm correct.
I have been to a couple. That's true.
So he has been to thonger, so he knows his way around an underwear drawer or an underwear store.
Oh, I do, yes.
So now we'll dive in. When did you first discover your love of underwear? You said you were younger, but elaborate.
Okay. So I remember when I was a kid, you know, my mom used to buy all my underwear when I was a kid, you know, like I was thinking 6 or 7 years old, even probably 8 or 9. And then I got noticed, I was never really a boxers kind of guy. I always wore briefs. And, you know, when I was a kid, my mom always bought the briefs, but she used to buy like tighty whitey, you know, regular tighty whities for boys. And then my dad used to work at this office where there was this lady that would sell those Avon catalogs. I don't know if you're familiar with them, you know, the makeup.
Yep.
But they would also have like the Avon for house, you know, like things for your house and then things for like clothes, but not really like expensive clothes, you know, more like pajamas and underwear and things of the sort. And I was always really interested in the underwear section for men, you know, because the underwear section for women was, you know, lingerie and whatnot, you know, lingerie galore as usual. But then the one for men, it was really just like 1 or 2 pages. But the cuts were interesting because they started selling, you know, bikinis and, you know, those sangas or, you know, different
types. Oh, yeah. Of
the Rio cut and the whale tail and this and all of that. And the fabrics, that's where I started, like, being interested in the fabrics and the colors, you know? I mean, it wasn't just white or blue or black. It was more like, oh, this one has stripes. Oh, this one has polka dots and so on and on. So I started asking my dad and my mom to get me underwear from there. And they agreed, you know, they started buying the underwear from the catalog for me. And I was a very happy boy. So that's where I started falling in love with underwear. I was a brief user for most part of my life until I eventually discovered that there was a world beyond briefs and boxers and boxer briefs. You know? And that was in my late teens, early 20s, when I started like developing an interest in other types of underwear, like bikinis and thongs. I started a lot of falling in love. And I also discovered jock straps. My relationship with jock straps is not really the closest one I can talk about, for that matter.
Well,
but yeah,
we all have our favorites.
Yes, we do. But I do remember when I went to college. This was I went to college in New York and then in Honduras. I remember when I was in college, I started wearing more jock straps, and they were like, okay, they're fine. But I wasn't really like crazy about them. They were like, they're all right. They were comfortable, but there was nothing that I admired more than the fabric of the briefs and the thongs, the lycra spandex and the nylons and all of that. So that's where I started like developing more and more. So obviously the more you grow up, you start taking care of yourself, you start buying things on your own, you go to stores. I remember when I was in the States, I used to go to Macy's and all of those stores, you know, and get my underwear from there. I started getting Calvin Klein and To Exist and all those regular underwears that are in those department stores and you know, Poppy and all of that. And they were great. But the more I discovered, the more I realized there's a world beyond this store-bought brands, you know? I mean, then that's where you discover designer underwear brands. And that's where I am currently. And that's where I consider myself, you know, knowledgeable of all of this, especially when there's someone that's just really starting on it and they're like, oh, I want to be a thonger, or I'm interested in thongs, regardless if they consider themselves thongers like mine, a thonger like me, but they want to get into this world. I always start telling them that, well, yeah, there are a lot of famous brands out there. You want to be one of the popular kids owning one, but it's more about that. It's more about the cut, the fabric, the style, you know, that makes you feel comfortable. How's your junk going to feel there? How's your ass going to feel that? Ultimately want to look into.
Nice.
It's really interesting to guide someone through their first steps as, you know, coming into their buying things. And then they start asking you things like, oh, where do you get them? Or how do you get them? And all of that. And that's where I start telling them, you know, you can get them online. And here, there are some, you know, more affordable ones than others. It depends on your budget. What do you want to go? Where do you want to? How much do you want to spend? How much do you want to invest? Because ultimately, your underwear drawer is an investment. You want to have some pairs there that, you know, fulfill your lifestyle. It doesn't matter if you're a yacht or if you're, you know, an athlete or have more like an office corporate type of style. You want something that fits your regular
exactly.
lifestyle. That's what you want. And I always tell them, like, it goes beyond what's intriguing. Yeah, there's a lot of sexual arousement when it comes to thongs, for example. You know, like, oh, it goes in between your ass cheeks and it touches down there and it's beautiful. And it's like, ooh, you know, it's sexual. There's a lot of sexual energy going. But ultimately, you have to go beyond that. You have to understand that it's something that you're going to wear for your own sake. And then if someone else enjoys it, well, party.
Nice. So yeah. What was one of your first, you know, good pairs that you said when you branched out and found the whole world? What was one of the first brands you found out there that were either doing thongs or doing something different with either the fabric? Do you remember that first pair?
Yes. So my first pair of thongs, for that matter, if we're speaking about that, I was 21 years old, and I was 19 years old, and it was a white Calvin Klein thong. And it wasn't the regular thong with the elastic waistband and cotton pouch and back. No, it was one of those really cool Calvin Klein spandex thongs. And I was like, wow, Calvin Klein does this? Well, they did. And I loved it. I loved the fabric and I loved everything about it. It was a white thong that I wore I wore it until it wasn't wearable anymore. Let's just say that.
You know? I have a few like that.
Yes. I think we all do have a few of those in our underwear drawers. And that was my first underwear. And then I discovered G-strings and I started going on the strings, but I didn't feel as connected to them as I did with thongs. You know, that was my first pleasure with thongs, for that matter, you know, for my own sake. And then when I started branching out, I learned from other thongers about other brands, like, you know, Poppy Malo, Iking Sky, Mexican brands. And then I learned of local brands here in Costa Rica also, and learning more about fabrics and cuts and this and that, and, you know, Joe Snyder's and the Picante or Caliente, all of those brands that are out there, Muscle Skin. And that's where you start learning, you know, and then you start seeing prices and seeing what you can afford right now versus what you don't want to afford because you don't want to spend that much money, and so on and on.
Well, what are your favorite brands right now? What are your, you know, if you're going to splurge, which brands are you going to
splurge on?
Yeah.
Well, if I were to choose, like right now, there is one guy that he's actually very popular as we speak. His name is the Disney Stitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's like really out there popular. He's really, really popular right now. And the reason why he's popular is because he's actually really good, you know, at what he does. So I mean, I started getting his thoughts last year, and all of a sudden, I have more than I thought that I would have from him. So yeah, he's really, really good. And I know you carry a lot of your own of the brands that you have in the store, which are really good also. What's that one I got the other day? The Clever Ones. Those are
Club. They really upped their game with thongs, because before they used to always have a waistband, and now they're having some without waistbands, and they're more traditional thongs, which is good to see. Because I've had many people go, I love them, but I want no waistband. And I'm like, well, ask and you shall receive.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And that one's really good. And I don't know. I mean, there are also some classic ones, you know, like many that we probably forget that are out there, like cock socks, for example.
Yes.
You know, those are like... I consider those classic ones because they've been around for a while, you know, and there's a lot of people that own them, and they're really good. You know, they're really good. So for me, those are good. I've been exploring also. There's one called JXFTSK or something like that. I don't really remember the
name. I think I've seen those.
Yes, I've seen them. I bought them online. I don't know where is it from, but they're good. And they're also, there's this one, Justin Simon. That one's also really good. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. And let's just mention just a couple more, just to say a few. I think I would have to go also with Manstore, which is a German store. A German brand that I really enjoy. And just the last one, just to mention it, probably it would be, I don't know, I do enjoy the cheap ones. So I'll say Iking Sky.
Okay. Yeah, we've heard good things, and I've heard okay things from that brand. So
it fits me. I say good and okay things. It all depends. Yes.
Nice. Those are some good ones.
Yeah, I'll say those both. I'll say those. But yeah, currently the ones that are like the really unpopular are, you know, Muscle Skins and Cock Socks, and the Disney Stitcheries, like he's on there and like doing. I don't know how he does it, because he's just one man band, right, for my.
He's just sewing his fingers to the bone. That's all I gotta say.
But he is a really good thong maker. He is really that
good. Nice. Mm-hmm. To go check all those out, people. So obviously you have friends in underwear, since you've been on an underwear podcast many times. You show your love with friends, since you're like me and don't have a partner. You don't have to worry about that.
Yes. I don't. No, I don't. And even if I did, it's just my lifestyle, you know? So it's stuck.
It comes with you, along with your love of spandex, which we've talked about.
Yes.
Which
it's
is
exactly like that.
Different show, but I'm so mad because Endin has more singlets, and I'm just like, I do not need any more. But Andrew,
I have a lot of
them out. I have 30 or more of them now. I think I have like 40 singlets altogether.
Okay,
so I'm just like,
I don't have as many.
And he keeps putting out more, and I'm like, stop, Andrew, just stop. I can't. Yeah, but we will get more spandex shows coming up soon as well, because more and more guys are wearing them to the gym, enjoying them.
And that's exciting.
And singlets are taking off big time, which guys are working out at the gym, and many are getting told they can't wear them to the gym, which sucks.
Why would they have people say that? I mean,
we've had several people say that, yeah, no, they wore it to the gym and they were like, we've gotten complaints. And I'm like,
I mean, well, I know that there are some singlets that are really low cut on the arms, you know, on the sleeves. They're like sleeveless, obviously, but they're very low cut. So probably those are a little
These are the more, you know.
But the demure ones, you know, like tank tops, regular tank top. It's just like, well, that's a tank top. It's just that it's fitted to your body.
Well. It's the whole thing. Well, that's another show. We'll talk about that soon.
But I happen to I will just say that I'm very excited that more and more men are wearing spandex at the gym. Not because it's a sexual thing, but because the fabric itself, it's more comfortable.
It is.
When you are moving around. Exactly. You can stretch. You can move around. You can jump more freely. You can actually focus yourself on the exercise that you are developing, whereas you're not focused on, oh my God, this fabric is just crunching up my thighs. Let me just fix it.
Or I can't stretch that because these shorts don't move that way.
And if I do, they're going to rip.
Which, yeah, that's not really a good thing any time of day.
No, regardless of the underwear that you have on, which is beautiful, you don't want to have those accidents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're pretty open with your friends about your underwear, obviously.
Yes, I am.
And your love of gear in general.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of people know that I'm a thong girl. A lot of people know that I wear spandex all the time. I mean, I work as a Pilates instructor currently, and like I said in the beginning. And everybody at the gym knows that after my class, I'm always in spandex working out. You know, I never teach the class in spandex, but I always do my workouts in spandex.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I always wear shorts when I'm teaching. Just because you do not want to have people, I don't want to sound braggy about this because I don't say it like that, but I don't want someone to focus on anything but the exercise that they're doing during the session. You know what I mean?
So you don't want them to see you as a sexual object, but just a teacher.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, I have a lot of people in my class of many ages, of many genders. And I don't want to focus the attention of my class on me as, oh, look at me, the hot stuff. No, I don't do that. I am there as your humble guidance through a series of exercises that will benefit your body and your health. So that's what I do.
Nice.
So I never, I mean, for me, everything about fitness is very sensible for every single person because everybody has their own journey. You know, everybody has their own ways and paths and priorities in life. And yes, you want to look at your instructor and say, wow, I can admire him or her or them because of the body they have. But you don't want people to see you as, oh, yeah, I want to fuck him. You know, ooh, can I say that? Sorry.
You can say that. We have an explicit warning. So you can say.
Great. So, yeah,
anything.
You
know what
I mean? I don't want that. And I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable because I have to recognize that in my classes, like I said, I have lots of a wide range of ages. I have from ladies and guys in their early 20s taking Pilates to the 60-year-old woman who is coming from an injury or who is her 50-year-old and they're very open-minded or maybe they're not, but they are there for themselves. You know, you don't want to take that attention from them. I never do that. When you are at the gym and you are taking care of your body, you are there for yourself, not for anyone else. So
true.
So for me, that's why I do it like that. I never put the focus on me. Even when I am teaching, I never do the whole class because, you know, I can't do that. I have to look at the postures and see that people are tightening correctly their core and so on.
Good deal. Well, you are just full of surprises because I would thought for sure you taught in your spandex.
No, I don't. I exercise on my spandex. And if you stare, that whatever dirty thoughts you have on your head are none of my business. Maybe they should be, but they're not.
Well, you could get a date from it. I'm just saying.
Who knows? You know, who knows? I never see people looking at me. And even if I don't know. I never notice one. Like I said, when I'm at the gym, I'm for myself. So, like,
well, you do work out in some interesting things that I do love because you do bodysuits, you do
yes.
spandex shorts, tights, everything under the sun, which are awesome. And you take pictures of them in your social media, which is inspiring to so many out there who kind of don't want to do it, but, you know, secretly really want to do it.
Maybe, yeah. And maybe they should, you know.
You are an inspiration to them with your pictures and all that fun stuff you do because, you know, guys need a little push every now and then to boost their confidence, to get them out of their comfort zone.
There was this one time, now that you mentioned this, there was this one time last year. So I'm usually changing my workout schedules around my regular jobs. So last year I started working at 5 a.m. and there was this one guy, I don't know, straight gay. I don't know. I never saw the guy beyond seeing you at the gym. I never spoke to him. But he used to work out in regular tank top and, you know, those surfer board shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Very plain. And then I don't want to say it was me that influenced, but all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, he is wearing some lycra pants under his shorts. And the shorts have become shorter. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. All right. And then 2 weeks later, and here we're talking about a span of a month now because it's 4 weeks, he's wearing nothing but leggings. And I'm like, look at you. Great. You're moving. And then all of a sudden, you know, more people see this and see us in spandex and, you know, starts moving. And that's great. That's really good. Freedom for everyone.
You're an inspiration to so many.
I really don't know, but I hope I am a good one, at least.
Well, you got him to wear spandex and more to take down.
I did. In my head, maybe I did not have anything to do.
But if he saw you working out in it and all their glory, then yeah.
Beats me, but yeah, I mean, you know.
I say you take credit for it.
In my head, I do. And the thing is that all of this gear is so much fun, you know? It's like your underwear. Your underwear is fun. It should be fun for you. It should not be fun to help other people or to please others. No, you got to put yourself first, man. You got to please yourself first and then share your happiness or your fun with others that probably are mind-like, you know?
Exactly. You got to have fun and get other people to have fun.
Yeah.
That's the way we look at it.
Yes, same here.
Awesome. Well, that leads me to my very last question and the easiest question of them all.
Oh, wow.
Where can they find you? What is your new Instagram?
Oh, yay. Well, I have a couple of social media reaches or channels, if you want to call them. It is my Twitter account, which is Proud Thunger. Yes, I do take pride on my thongs.
Nice.
And other gear. And on Instagram, it's also Proud Thunger. But on Instagram, it is Proud_Thunger. That would be
nice. Those will be in the show notes. So all you have to do is look or go to the website and click a link and we'll take you there and you can follow.
Yay. That would be great. I have to boost on my Instagram feed because of the unfortunate accident.
Because you were unceremoniously kicked off, like so many out there.
Yes.
Have been kicked off the gram, and now you have to rebuild.
Yeah, so help me rebuild it. Everybody listening out there, just go. I promise I have good stuff. And, you know, otherwise you can go on Twitter, and Twitter is, you know, that one's still alive.
So you can follow him on both. And you will not miss anything. You will not miss any spandex. You will not miss any thongs. You will see it all right there for you. So, well, thank you for coming on, mister. And it's good to get you on here to get people to know you better.
No, thank you for having me. I am very honored and flattered about this and, you know, for this opportunity that you are providing a lot of people out there to share, you know, our thoughts and our opinions about all of these topics that, in all seriousness, are still taboo in so many parts of it. So it is amazing that we do have this, you know, ways of distribution of information.
Well, I'm trying to grow it more. I've gone through everyone I know.
Yes.
So now I'm on to people I don't know.
We all have to knock those doors, huh?
Well, if you're out there, check your other inbox on Instagram, because I've sent a ton to people out there asking them, hey, come on the show. Hey, come on the show. And some people answer and are very nice and come on the show. Other people are just like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And I respect that. And other people never respond at all because they don't think they get it. And I've been trying to find someone in Japan to come on the show to talk about underwear in Japan and their journey, because it's totally different.
There are many good Japanese brands. I can mention UTM is one of them. Those two are very good Japanese brands. I own a couple of thongs from TM. I have like more than a couple. But iSwims, I have two. Ooh, and they're very
well. I found a new one called Propaganda.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I have to.
And, oh, my God, I love this brand. And they make real sizes because they have this beefy Japanese guy as their model. And I'm just like, and he's hot. Oh, my God. This whoever their model is hot.
And just for that, it's going to be a great brand. Yes, definitely.
And they make it in sizes, not normally in Japan, because usually it goes up to like 34, 35. That's like extra, extra large. And this is like real people sizes. And so I'm trying to get that done. We're trying to get our Australian show done. We're trying to get different people from different places. I'm trying to get more beefy boys on. And all the beefy boys I ask are either don't answer or I'm just like trying to get anyone on who wants to come on. Come with me. Contact me on any social media and get you on because they're fun to do and you get to meet some new people.
It is fun.
And in the words of JD today, you'll get lots of Instagram new followers. So
you will. And here's the thing. I mean, this is what you're doing. You're stepping out of the borders of America for that sense. See, I'm in Costa Rica. I'm here. And what do you know?
We're international.
We're international. Yes, that's the thing, you know.
So that's my goal. I'm trying to get people in Europe, people in all over to do it. But Japan, I figured, because there's such an interesting market and such an interesting culture in general.
Yes.
That it's, if you listen to the Bricklayer show, he mentioned it briefly about, or did he mention it on that show? Or did we talk about it separate? I don't remember. We were talking about Japan and how they view like fetishes and stuff like that and how it's different than America. It's the way they view things and the way their culture is. It would be interesting to get someone on to talk about it, but I haven't found anyone to come on yet. So I'm just like, okay. And the language may be a problem, which I'm thought about later, but you know, there's ways around everything.
So. There's gotta be someone out there that steps up and says, hey, you know what, Tim, I'll be on the show and it's gonna be amazing. And then he's gonna be a regular and we're all gonna do other talk shows and whatnot. So yes, there's gotta be
I'm hoping. But you know, we got South Africa now represented with our South African boys who are moving to Ireland, which they can finally get good underwear easy, so I'm happy for them for that.
That's great.
We have you in Costa Rica. We have people in Australia we've had on. We've had, and we haven't had anyone from Mexico on either.
Oh, really? Wow. There are some really Mexican guys out there that would be interested in being on the show. I'm pretty sure. There's got to be.
It's just getting it out there and getting people on. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback from everyone lately about the shows. Thank you very much. I'm trying to do some good stuff, but you know, it's work.
It's a lot of work, but you're doing great. So congratulations on doing this. And again, I appreciate and thank you a lot. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And
you are welcome.
Taking into consideration my existence for being part of this.
He will be on more shows soon. I've already sent out to some people who are regulars the months I want to do shows, which aren't set in stone. It's just to get something on the calendar, because if you don't, people will forget.
Right.
So I've sent a bunch of stuff out to people who's like, all right, here's when I want to do this vaguely. And it's already broken down because my boys from South Africa to do another jock show are moving the month I put down to do it. And I totally forgot until they told me, oh, that's the month we're moving. And I'm like, well, it's not set in stone. We can move it around.
That's good.
But yeah, so we'll have lots of shows coming up. We have lots of plans and it's going to be lots of fun. And yeah, that'll wrap up our podcast. Thank you again Go follow him on social media. If you don't, you'll be sorry. I'm just saying. Great pictures.
I appreciate
He looks good in a thong. That's all I want to say.
Hey.
So go follow him. And we will have another show for you very soon. Have an incredible week, everyone. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun and underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.